from our Washington, D.C. studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Certainly glad to be here today. Before I talk about our subject today, I want to give a shout out to Donna Brazile's father. He is knocking at death's door. She's been tweeting about him. Lionel, he's a strong brother. And so certainly prayers for Donna as she deals
in New Orleans.
In New Orleans. So she's been tweeting about it. And so, Donna, you're certainly in our prayers. And so we're praying for you and Lionel, your father, and the family as well. So we'll keep folks updated on that. Also, Tom, just very sad story. Imagine a parent, you're sending your kid off to school and you get a phone call. Your child has been shot. In the case also, your child has died. That was the case yesterday in Ohio. In fact, the news right now, a second child has died from yesterday's shooting. That news just coming in Ohio. According to the county medical examiner's office, a second student has died at that particular school. And do we have Jeff Gardier back?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Right now, we want to bring in Dr. Jeff Gardier, billed as America's psychologist. Jeff, always a pleasure talking with you. Certainly a tragic case here, Jeff. How do we even look for these signs of a child who is upset, and all of a sudden we find out he brings a gun to school and begins to blow away his classmates?
Well, Roland and Tom, as we know, bullying is one of the major issues in the school system in this country, and certainly I'm not justifying what this suspect who has been apprehended, I'm not justifying what he's done, possibly because of bullying, but I think that's one of the first things we have to look at. If the child is isolated, may have been bullied, and may be seen as someone who is an outcast, as he has been described by some other students, that's when we know we need to get involved and do something and not leave them on their own.
Do what?
Trying to figure it out.
But well, as a parent, what do you do?
Well, as the parent of the child who may be isolated or who may be seen as an outcast, obviously there are some mental health issues that may be brought on by the environment and may be internal. So we can't look the other way or just say, well, my kid has a social phobia, or, yeah, I know he's extremely quiet, therefore I'm just going to leave him or her alone. You have to interact with that child and find out what is going on and why that child may feel like an outcast, why they may be angry, why they can't interact with other students.
But Jeffrey,
because as we know,
Jeffrey,
school is not just about academics. It's about social,
My practical question is, you know your child is being bullied. What does a parent do?
Well, it takes an interaction between you, the child, and the school. Many schools do not step up and say, okay, we have to have a zero tolerance as far as bullying. We need to look at why children are bullying, why they're being bullied, and we have to be part of the process so that students can have a healthy and safe haven. And that's not what's happening with children who are being bullied and children who are bullying, because the kids who are bullying also have mental health issues too.
I do want to go back to one issue. You talk about paying attention. Apparently, on December 30th, this particular student wrote a very cryptic, dark poem on his Facebook page that alluded to death, that ended actually with "die all of you." Jeff, you talked about communicating with that child. It's also important to watch these tweets, to watch the Facebook, to see what they're saying, because that's also a peek into what they are thinking.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So you want parents to get involved by watching their Facebook pages and their tweets.
Absolutely, because here's what's happened.
That's a practical step.
Absolutely, because here's what's happened over the past couple of years. So-called experts like myself have been telling parents for years, let your child develop, let your child be independent, let your child become their own person, and we've taken a hands-off approach to parenting our kids. We need to be involved. The writing's on the wall, the writing's on the Facebook. We now understand that these kids cannot navigate by themselves in this brave new world called the internet and social media and all the other things going on. And we have to know what they're doing. We have to be in conversation. We have to know what their secret life is. We have to be involved on a day-to-day basis. And it's not being a helicopter parent. It's being a parent who is concerned. So when we see things like this, we can't say, oh, the kid will work it out himself. We need to talk with that child, get that child help, be involved with that child to understand what is going on, what is the darkness, what is the demon.
And I'll tell you, Tom, there's a young lady who follows me on Twitter, and lately she's been really just complaining about a lot of stuff and just been really upset with stuff. And even this morning she tweeted, I hate good morning with a frown. And I'd send her a tweet, and I said, you know what? I said, Sydney, I've been noticing your tweets. What's going on with you? And it was just, she said, you know what? Just a lot of pressure at school. And I don't know the young lady.
Somebody has to be, because this boy came from a troubled family.
There you go.
So somebody has to reach out.
Right.
And it may not be the parents, but it may be somebody like you, Roland.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what we got to do. Jeff, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot, folks. Monitor what your children are saying on social media, because that's where they're sharing their truths.
All right, Roland.